The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is Tuesday, and we will be joined by Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. I'm doing well at home in South Carolina. Couldn't be happier.
Well, good. That's a good place to be. All right. Well, quickly, before we get into a couple of the other important issues here, I saw a note yesterday where the fences are once again going to be put up around the Capitol. You have any idea why?
Allegedly because of some sort of a demonstration that's going to occur on the mall. They're saying that they're going to put it up 2 days before whatever, I think it's September 18th, and then take it down 2 days after. I mean, this is all just overkill. I don't understand why people think that there's going to be chaos. We have to have the police force prepared, and we won't need fences. It's just beyond my comprehension. They're doing it for politics, and It's the norm now. It's the norm now.
Is that what you think we're going to see? Is every time there's going to be a planned demonstration, protest, or whatever, they're going to put the fence up and then take it back down?
Only depending on who is demonstrating or protesting.
Yep, I guess so. Interesting. All right, so you guys, a lot going on in D.C. Of course, the Democrats have presented their $3.5 trillion in their latest spending package. Talk with us about what's involved in that.
Everything you can possibly imagine that the left wants. The mind-blowing thing is they're actually putting in requirements that unionized businesses and unionized industries get preferential treatment and get better tax breaks. So every priority the left has, social programs, paid family leave for 12 weeks for every American, just things that businesses can't do, things that small businesses definitely can't do, and things that are going to facilitate people not working and not help our economy. I mean, we have the highest inflation we've had in my lifetime, and the Democrats want to drop a $3.5 trillion bomb on our economy. I mean, these people do not know what they're doing. And the good news is that $3.5 trillion is not going to pass. They don't have the votes, and it could end up somewhere closer in the $1 trillion range. Senators Sinema and Manchin have said that 1 to 1.5 is a more reasonable spot, but then they lose the progressive. So all of these games that they're going to be playing over the next 2 weeks, it's going to be very interesting to see, because we have to vote on the infrastructure package by September 27th, and they don't have the votes for that either. So it's going to be stay tuned, pop your popcorn.
So what happens if you don't have some type of agreement on this by the 27th? I mean, because we keep hearing the deadline of the 27th. If you don't have it approved by then what?
So the speaker does have the ability to punt that date, but she will lose her moderates aggressively. And what most people think is going to happen is that we're going to have a continuing resolution that pushes the date of the government shutdown and the debt ceiling out until the end of the year. And then that will give them another 3 months to work on all these things. But again, all of the variables that make this impossible to get done in the next 2 weeks will exist then too. So they're just delaying the inevitable. And what's going to happen, I believe, is that they're going to wait until Christmas, and they're going to hold us there until they get what they want. That's what they've done a number of times. And I might even not be home until New Year's. Who knows? We'll see.
So one of the other things that I've heard mentioned is that in order to fund this, that the Democrats are seriously looking at raising the tax rate on company, on corporations, and on individuals. What's that looking like right now?
So a number of the Democrats that are not even, well, Senator Tester, for example, recently said that he wanted it to be entirely paid for. And the way that they're going to do that is to increase the corporate tax rate to, I think the highest anyone's willing to go is 26.5. But again, the corporate tax rate is just a pass through to individuals. I mean, individuals own corporations, and we pay taxes when we get our dividends or our stock,
right.
Sell our stock. So, I mean, the reason that the Trump tax plan reduced to 21% was to keep us competitive in the global economy. We got to be competitive. And if we're not competitive, businesses are going to make the decisions that they always do. They're going to try to find a way to be as efficient as possible. And if that is to go overseas, that is what they're going to do. And yeah, that's why we reduced it 21%. But again, I don't think that they're going to be able to get this stuff across the finish line, because you've got 20 to 40 moderate Democrats in the House that are up for re-election. Well, we're all up for re-election, but that are going to have a very tough race. And they're not going to vote to increase taxes because there's some self-interest there. They think that they need to represent their constituents, and their constituents don't want these crazy left-wing liberal policies.
Sure. On our guest line this morning, like every Tuesday morning, Congressman William Timmons. All right, let's talk vaccine mandates. Of course, the president last Thursday taking an unprecedented action through executive order. I got to tell you, Congressman, Friday's show, I've never seen our listeners as passionate about an issue as they were on Friday with a mandate. I mean, I could have had another 15 or 20 phone lines, and they would have all stayed busy with people calling in wanting to get their voices heard. Where is this headed? I mean, we got a number of Republican governors, our very own Henry McMaster, of course, here in South Carolina, Governor Ron DeSantis, Governor Abbott in Texas, saying we're going to do everything we can to block these mandates. Where are we headed with these mandates?
Well, first, I want your listeners to understand one thing. The only thing that this mandate is actually going to do is get people to stop thinking about Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point. The whole point was to avert the country's attention away from the debacle in the manner that the president withdrew us from Afghanistan, and the fact that we still have hundreds of Americans behind enemy lines in a country controlled by terrorists. And so he says, well, what if we did this and just stirred everything up? The president does not have the authority to do what he did. There's no question about it. It is unconstitutional. It will be overturned by the courts. But just like the eviction moratorium was unconstitutional and was overturned again by the courts, what happens between the unconstitutional, intentionally unlawful action by the president and when the courts actually rule?
Right.
Well, we get phone calls. We have businesses that change policies. We have people that are forced to choose. And it's just not right. It's just not right. So I've talked to a lot of businesses that are going to delay implementing anything until the courts have had a chance to address this, because it's going to change.
Yeah.
They're going to change it. And the manner in which, I mean, I don't know if he's two-faced or, I mean, he specifically said in the last 8 months, he does not believe in mandates. He does not believe the government should mandate the vaccine. Now, again, the vaccine has proven to be effective. Anybody that wants the vaccine should get it. If you're old or have any comorbidities, you really probably ought to get it. And so I'm not saying don't get the vaccine, but the fact that the government is trying to force 150 million people through a signature of a president who rarely knows where he is beyond my comprehension.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. I agree. He, just like with the eviction moratorium, he knows that ultimately he can't do it. But look at all the businesses that will go ahead and do it in the meantime. I mean, hey, we've already seen it here in the upstate. We've seen some of our healthcare systems, Prisma, Spartanburg Regional, Bon Secours already saying, well, we're going to go ahead and require our healthcare workers to be vaccinated to comply with the president's order. And we're going to see a lot of businesses probably who will take that action, and it'll be too late for some employees. That they'll be pushed into that position of choosing their job over choosing whether or not they get the vaccine.
I just hope that this causes the people in this country that decided to vote him into office to wake up and understand that, you know, the mean tweets were bad, but the manner in which this president is systematically undermining the rule of law from the Oval Office and creating chaos is what they got. And we have to change course, and we have to change course as soon as possible.
Yeah. It's a tough time in our country and seems to be getting tougher every day. But the good news is we have the midterm elections next year. And I got to believe that the American people are going to remember this type of thing next November.
I sure hope they do. I hope we make it that far. We're going to turn course. We're going to get better. I promise.
Yep. Congressman William Timmons, it's always good to check in with you. We'll do it again next week.
Look forward to it. Be well.
All right. Be safe.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.